Hello, and welcome to the Academic Aesthetic Podcast for the 23rd of August. This is a Tuesday, and I am your host, Aaron Art Guy Smith. All right, I had a phenomenal day today. I was so thrilled. You see, our local PTA has a book fair that they do every year during the local Labor Day Festival. And they sell these books to raise money for the local school. Well, what they do is, they collect it at my base school, and they tell teachers, if there's any books or anything in here that you want, just take it, because we don't see much sense in taking this and selling it for a buck and giving you the buck and then having you buy the exact same book for $15. So pretty much teachers get free reign of a lot of stuff. And I got a ton of art books, various how to draw books and how to use this program or that program. Plus, I got software. I got a copy of OS 9 and also a copy of OS 8.5 and a copy of 8. But I also got, trying to remember right now. I don't remember the name of the program, but I got one or two art programs as well that I can use on my Macs, which is kind of cool. They also, in the same box, they gave me a copy of The Sims, and they gave me a copy of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire 2.0, and those I gave back. I'm not really going to install those on the Art Club computers. I think I'll pass on that. But the other programs, I was very happy that I got them. And I spent the day configuring computers. I've got the iMac and the old Beige G3 up to where I think they should be. I tried them out on various sites. Flickr was a bust. It sort of works using the old version of Internet Explorer that came with the install, but not very well. It's very buggy. Sometimes the pages don't load, and then nothing loads, and the whole thing freezes, and you have to quit it. And don't even get me started on Netscape. It loads most pages wrong if they use CSS or XML or anything like that. I thought I could go in and download a copy of Mozilla that would be OS 9 compatible, because that's what both of these computers are running. And there are links on the website. If you go to mozilla.org and you go to older software, there's links on the website to those files, but the links are dead. There's nothing there. So I think I've got it backed up on a CD somewhere. I'm going to try to dig it out. We'll see what happens with that. Push comes to shove, we can use Explorer, but I really would rather not. I also was fiddling around with computers. I got a computer to have a CD-ROM work by actually plugging it in. Apparently all the cords are plugged into it except the power cord inside the case. I plugged the power cord into the CD drive, and suddenly I had a CD drive again. And tomorrow I'm going to install Linux on that computer. Today I tried it out with Nopix, and it worked pretty good. Slow, but GIMP worked okay. And that's mainly what I want to use on that computer anyway. And I have FuturePay installed on the Macs. The PCs that have been donated are all running a version of Windows so far, unless I do otherwise. Most of them are only operating with like 32 megabytes of RAM, so I'm not that thrilled about trying to install Linux on them, because even Linux is going to be slow if I want to use a graphical user interface. There's one or two of them that have been upgraded so that they'll use Windows 95. Yes, they've been upgraded so they can use 95. You heard me right. These are quite old. And those have somewhere around 64 megabytes of RAM. I think actually if you do a RAM test, it says it's exactly 63 megabytes. But ain't close enough. Well, that Nopix will run on. And it's having gotten around to installing Linux on. I'm going to install Fedora. I was sort of thinking about, it's already running 95, and there are freeware drawing programs for 95, and it's already configured to use the internet, so why don't I just keep using 95? Why don't I just keep using Windows? Well, I got my answer. You see, our technology coordinator spent most of today trying to get some spyware off of a computer. It's not her fault the spyware is on there. The computer was used by a lot of students. It was used by some people who did not follow their instructions for what to do. It has Firefox on it. They didn't use Firefox. And it was myself and the media specialist and the technology coordinator and our new part-time music teacher, who is also a geek, pretty much all sitting around this computer trying to get the spyware off because our technology coordinator did not want to have to reinstall Windows on it because you didn't have a recent image of it. She would have to start over from scratch, and there was a lot of extra software that she had installed. Well, we thought we got it all off, and there were no pop-ups for a good 10 minutes, and then pop-ups started happening again. And every time I saw one of those little pop-ups asking about downloading the latest screensaver or smileys for your email or anything like that, I just kept thinking, yep, I'm going to install Linux. And so I'm going to. And I'm really thinking about volunteering for this book fair, too. They do ask for teachers to volunteer. And there's a Celtic festival going around at my sister's house. She lives in a historical building, and they have a Celtic festival right in her backyard, which is kind of cool. They're doing that Labor Day weekend, too, and it's in a different state. So I'm sort of torn, but I'm probably going to volunteer for this book festival because all the books that aren't sold, I'm probably going to scrounge up a bunch of the hardcovers and use them for an altered book lesson. Well, that's pretty much all I had to talk about. If you want to get a hold of me, there are several ways you can leave a comment. You could email me at theartguy@gmail.com. You could go to my website at www.academicaesthetics.com, and you could click on the comments and leave a comment there. Or if the mood strikes you, you know what you can do. You can go to podcastalley.com, click on the education section, scroll down until you find the academic aesthetic, and give me a vote on podcastalley.com. I like to remain on the front page, even though I don't really feel the need to be in the top five. I still would like to be in the front page. So if you want to link to me, or if you want to vote for me, by all means do so. And if you don't want to vote for me, that's okay. There are plenty of good educational podcasts on there. I recommend you try out several. Talked about them on my last few podcasts, so I'm not going to spend too much time hyping them now. And until next time, stay subscribed and fare thee well.